Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This is Cabin Confessions, and we're talking about how Carly is single again, and now she's being messy. She gives all the tea to Sierra and to Kendra, and all hell breaks loose. Stay tuned as we dish on all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, this is so cute. Hey. I love this.
Energy.
Excuse me, like Ariana Grande vibes. Like
Coachella kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the videos, how they edit it and they make it look so, like, lively. Like, you should have been there.
Yes, because we're so lit here on AfterBuzz TV for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta each and every week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. But I can't do it without my girls, Jade.
Hello, hello. What's up?
And Lanisha.
What's up, you guys?
Yes, we're going to bring you a great, amazing show because we have guests at bar, have news and gossip, and some tweets. So stay tuned to the end. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. I definitely want to give a shout out to some of my people who always comment.
Ooh.
And that is Adrian McCullough, Arlene Whitaker, Juan Roberto, and Lisa Morris. Thank you so much for engaging with us. We appreciate you.
Yes.
And let's get into our overall thoughts of the episode. What do you guys think about this episode?
When I just know that when reality shows have trips, big trips, you know something's going down. Okay.
Oh,
something's always going down on a trip.
This trip, yo.
I'm going to have to agree with my girl, Jenna James. Shout out to you. She said it was hectic to say the least. Oh. Yes, it definitely was.
But the question is, why was it hectic?
Messy.
As I predicted, I already knew once Carly broke up with her man, I knew she was going to be back to her old ways and telling everybody's business, and that's exactly what happened. So this episode was just my cup of tea to get some drama started.
She said, if I'm not going to be happy, none of y'all going to be happy. What is this?
We need to get Carly married and happy right now so she can stop messing up everybody's relationship.
But that's wrong of her. You don't get a man. You all don't get a man.
I know she spilled everyone's tea. And the thing is, it's like, how do you know about this tea? If you know about it, aren't you in the wrong just for not coming forth about it?
Right. We're going to get into all of that because in the beginning, Rashida and Kirk, they think everything's going to be cool. They greet all the couples. And Carly doesn't even show up with the couple. She shows up with Shekinah.
Yeah. And I love her, though. She's funny.
And
because
it's not boy, girl, Bam ends up in the truck with all the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the girls in the truck. And, you know, that's where Carly spills
the tea.
Dropped the bomb. It wasn't even tea. It was a bomb.
She should have went in her own car.
But it's just the way that she went about it, too. She just sounded like she was doing it in a more spiteful way. I know something about your man.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you don't know about it. And the thing is, they were casually talking about how they hooked up. That's what would have bothered me, to be honest. Because it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But the way she was even explaining it, it wasn't like a sexual act took place. Like, it was some flirting, but it was like, you didn't say anything before, now you're saying it. Is it because you're miserable? Because at this point, you were happy before.
Yeah,
you were in love. You were worried about your
you
engagement party, and you weren't saying anything. But now, as soon as you break up, now you in the car spilling all the tea. What's up with that?
She said, I got something for you because you with my ex. And I got something for you, Sierra. But I'm going to call out Sierra, too. Because I don't think anybody's going to call her out. Because she was starting the mess, too, in the car. Like, she brought up Carly and Jock first.
True.
Because she was, I think everyone's like, ooh, it was Carly that should have just shut up about it. But Sierra was about to slip her mouth, too.
But I just think that a lot of people are on Carly more because
She's
spilling more than just that. But yes, Sierra should have definitely kept that to herself as well. I just think it's really funny how people are like, oh, you know,
What about the issues, the drama or whatnot? It's just, I feel like it's not the place to take time, like, to just speak about that.
Well, this is the thing. What really bothered me was when everybody first got in, they were like, well, Carly, why are you not with your man? And she was like, well, girl, I don't even know you, Kendra, so I'm going to just talk about it later. But then as soon as she had the opportunity to talk about Jock, she was on it.
Yeah.
So why don't you have the same energy? Speak your truth. We're all on this trip together. Don't try to downplay me and say, oh, I don't know you that well, so I'm not going to open up to you. But then you're going
to try to blindside me
with something that didn't happen. You said my man had his penis out or something like that, and you turned him down. I mean, so it makes you look like the hero in your own story, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. But at the same time, women know when women are being devious as well. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, why.
But she was
like
heated,
Kendra,
though. She got mad.
Oh, yeah, no, she said, excuse me, can
we
talk? She
knew how to handle it, though.
A woman, because she's a woman. She's a boss. Like, that literally showed how she was a boss. She's not going to just let any BS get in front of her and her man. Like, no.
Okay.
She knew what she was getting into, so she's preparing herself for it.
And she handled it perfectly, I feel like. She didn't, like, jump out the car and be
not
like,
in public
we need to
or
talk
anything,
like,
yeah.
no, bro,
she's your
butt
a real lawyer, you guys.
She's an unproblematic woman. She's an unproblematic
But let's talk about what's happening in the guy's car. So BK is in the guy's car telling them, oh, I'm really feeling Sierra. I'm thinking about marrying her. I'm saving money up. But he's got this whole little secret other situation going on.
Yeah, that's awkward. One car talking about love, the other's like, oh, the tea?
They all gossiping. Guys and girls gossip.
Misery Loves Company comes in, because Carly's the one spewing all the hate. Because everybody's like, oh, we're taking a trip. We're about to be in love in a cabin, you know.
I mean, but do you think that Rashida and Kirk making this trip about relationships, do you think it was a good idea or a bad idea? Especially, like, with the couples that were on the trip.
I think it was a bad idea for Carly to go. Like, it's a couple's retreat. Bring your man. You know you don't want to be surrounded by happy couples when you by yourself and lonely.
Exactly. So I feel like it was a good idea. If Carly would have brought her man, I feel like it wouldn't have been this whole drama of whoever else had found out some tea about their man. But like you said, once you found out you're broken up, then you remove yourself from the trip now you're becoming a cancer to the whole situation.
But then also
situation.
It's like, you don't think it's going to be awkward? I read awkwardness so easily. So you being in a room full of couples and you're just the only person.
Not only that, is the fact that one of the people is your ex. Like,
oh,
you're
going
to be messy.
Exactly.
You're going to be messy.
Okay. Like, why did you come? If you don't have a man coming with you, why did you come? What sense does that make? Chicago didn't even cause problems. That's the crazy thing.
Well, the thing about the cabin was everybody was happy with it. They loved it in comparison to Houston.
Listen, but Houston still rocks.
Yeah, the Houston cabin they had wasn't so nice.
We are not a nature place, okay? We are full of cities and everything and the turn up.
So everybody was happy. Sierra immediately kind of put this guy on blast once she got out the car and heard what Carly had to say. And she throws a drink on him, and it was like that was the start of the drama of the whole house. And I mean, you have to take what people say with a grain of salt. If somebody gives you information on your man, how do you handle that? Do you automatically believe them? Do you automatically give your man a chance to speak his piece? But because it could also be true, like, and you know he gonna lie.
Honestly, the way that I would handle it calmly, because I'm not going to make a fool of myself in front of people, because you want to make dumb decisions
that
in your
part.
Life. So I would handle it quietly. I will be furious and angry, but I'll handle it with soft-spoken words to be, you know, a mature woman. Now, if you tell me that I'm lying and I clearly have
the receipts. Okay.
Okay, you need a man up and let me know what's up. But other than that, I don't believe that hitting or anything's appropriate. I would just leave. I would just leave at that point.
She should have handled it like Kendra.
Yeah. Yeah. She should have handled it exactly like Kendra. And I think, honestly, though, Sierra is real for calling Carly out, saying, Carly told me. Why would I? The person's right here who just told me. Why would you not? You know?
Yeah. Did you see how Carly came all in the conversation? Yeah. Was like,
she said, just apologize.
It was so crazy.
No, but here's the part. Okay. How are you going to believe Pooh? when you're saying she's lying about you. Is Pooh telling the truth about you?
We're gonna get into all that, but the episode bounced back and forth between Atlanta trip to wherever they were, and somewhere in Georgia in the country, and then Akbar and Monice meeting up in the studio because they were supposed to be working on records, and Akbar has flaked before. Now she's late again, and Monice is just like, I'm paying for this, girl. Like, what's up with you? And Akbar feels like she's the queen of Atlanta, and no one should be able to have anything going on without checking in with her.
I think that's just petty. Yeah. You know, that's just someone blocking other people's blessings. You can't do that. You can't just say, this is my city, you can't come through. It's like every person who's in each city says that. And it's like, who are you? No, right. We're supposed to be sharing the same kind of bag together. So why are you tripping?
Why are you not showing up
Exactly. She's being a professional. I don't have time for this. Why would I be with someone who doesn't have time for me when I can find someone who has time for my,
exactly. I definitely understand where Monice is coming from. Now, I know about, like, Akbar, because she explained why she gets migraines. But first off, you didn't tell Monice that. So all Monice knows is that time is money, and you're wasting her time. You're either going to show up or you're not. Mm-hmm. Don't waste my time and waste my money.
Especially in the entertainment industry. Every time, every audition or anything, they're like, okay, 5 minutes. Tell me 5 minutes of why I should have you. It's like that. Mm-hmm. Just because you're friends doesn't mean anything. And I think that's what's the problem with that. Being friends with the people you work with. It's very hard.
Preach. But then it seemed like when she told her she was working with Tokyo, she had a problem with that. Why do you think? Do you think it was personal, or do you think it was just the fact that she just was like, I want to work with someone else because you're not professional enough to be on time?
Second part, literally. Because what other, even in the show, when they go to see Tokyo, like, she said she'd have nothing to do with her. Mm-hmm. For what?
Yeah. For what?
Exactly. I agree. Monice was being professional about it. Like, hey, I'm still going to come back and forth and see you. Akbar... And she's so disappointed.
So she was not only like her. Yeah, not only unprofessional in the fact that she wasn't on time, but in the fact that when someone tells you this is something I don't like, or something I can't really deal with, you don't know how to come back and say, oh, well, I'll be on time next time. Let's plan this out when you come back. Because she didn't, like, kick her to the curb totally.
No, at all. Right. But instead of handling it that way, she called Tokyo out of her name without Tokyo even being there. I'm just like, wow.
And she got real heated. Y'all flew here. I grew here.
Exactly.
What does that got to do with anything? Right?
Okay, well, I flew here, and now look at me. Like, you know what I mean? You can't.
I surely did fly here.
I'm kind of tripping.
So before we get into the next topic, I want you to give us a message, Jay. Tell us about AfterBuzz.
Yes, so AfterBuzz is, you know, the ESPN of TV talk, and honestly, we just love every time you come on, next week, every week, all the time, just giving us comments and whatnot. And so, in order for us to continue being the ESPN of TV talk, please, if you are watching us on YouTube, go ahead and hit that button, subscribe. And if you are listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating, you know, because we are all stars in here. Ooh. In the building. Oh, you like that, right?
I definitely
did. Hey. You know, just being on AfterBuzz, I really do appreciate being able to, you know, just talk freely about things that we love to talk about. Not only just reality shows, but just talk about things that are common to the pop culture world and what everyone, you know, are able to relate to. So I love, and also, you know, I gotta say, I love being with y'all girls. I feel like I can be myself.
Yes!
You know,
our panel is the best. Make sure you tell your friends to tune in, like, comment, subscribe. We love you guys. That's why we shout you out in the beginning. All the people commenting, thumbs upping us, 5-star rating us. We appreciate you. So,
top 5.
Another, thing I want to get into is this sex coach class with Carly, because she's using her cabin mates as like guinea pigs, because she's gonna be a sex coach.
Man, someone's always either a sex coach or selling sex toys.
She had some different things. I don't know. She was giving out toys to everybody, like different things. She has a good inventory, I think.
Yeah, I will say that I have heard that sex in a relationship, and it is important. Because if it is very important. So I'm actually glad they brought that segment in. And you know, Carly, she seems like she knows some things it's that other people don't know.
But I feel like the way she was was crossing boundaries. Like, she was, like, Jock, you need this.
And because Kendall
Right, and then she said, was trying to pull her man away.
She's like, okay, crossing boundaries, but... And
that's where I get the whole thing about Carly, I'm sorry, spreading misery. It's like, you're so mad and bitter and angry at your man that you can't sit in front of your ex-man and his new woman, and now you gotta tell him he needs enhancement on his penis with your toys.
Because didn't you tell your ex-fiance that y'all are just friends? You invited him to your engagement party, right? So now that is not happening.
And she was trying to show it off.
Exactly.
She and her feelings.
She and her feelings. So it's just like, you look like Boo Boo the Fool.
Because he's still over there happy, and now she's broken up. And now she has to try to bring him down.
Yeah, no, you can't.
And not only that, she can't bring him down because...
He loves her.
His private parts have been tattooed with...
Let's talk about that.
Her name. He said that if Carly saw his genitalia...
That he knows that she was saying...
He got his real receipt.
Yes,
that Kendra's name is right there. So Kendra has nothing to worry about. Do you think she has really anything to worry about if he tattooed the name on there?
Can you really get it tattooed?
I mean, like, as a woman,
it hurt.
They get piercings, they get tattoos.
Oh, you're right. All that,
yeah. And it might
Why would you
like
want to inflict that kind of pain, though?
It might not be on the actual part. No. It might be on the top of it.
Got it, got it, got it.
But that's still, like, around the sensitive part, I feel like.
Because I'm feeling... You know, I'm trying to just think. That's painful. Like,
yeah, no, I know.
And that's why you shouldn't tattoo cheat. Artist. Because if you go through all that pain, there's no reason for you to cheat.
Exactly.
You're trying to prove a point.
You knew what you're getting yourself into.
Your point. By putting my name there, and I think that's why Kendra is a little more calm.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's...
Would you be calm? Would y'all be calm?
I'd be real calm. I'd be like, you know what? You right, bae.
But y'all know these women are ruthless, though.
Kendra, she's on her way to being a judge. I think she knows better.
Yeah, I know.
Because
she's a boss woman.
Shekinah cooks breakfast. We found out BK sleeping on the couch because...
Oh, yeah, man.
Sierra's not having it. She's not hearing... The things that he's been doing with Pooh, and he's been doing more than that. Like, he's been caught several times, so this is just another piece added on to the cake. And you know, he's constantly embarrassing Sierra.
Yeah,
but she loves him. And what I did like was the exercise that Rashida and Kirk had about telling me one thing you like and one thing you don't like. So everybody got put on blast. Scrappy was the main one. Like, why are you telling them I'm eating hot wings in bed, baby? Yeah. You know.
But hot wings, though, you know, at nighttime, know, your stomach don't be hurting. Like,
why you can't eat at the kitchen table, bro? Why you eating in bed? Chicken wings. They get hot sauce.
I mean, you know, little snacks are cool. Cause you know,
exactly.
Like,
but then the crumbs are worse, too.
Yes,
crumbs.
Yes, yes.
I don't know.
But, like, okay, going to the exercise, I really do appreciate how Sierra and BK handled it, though, because they talked about the positive things, but they pointed out some real things as well, especially Sierra, because she's like, you know, you hurt me so many times, and it just doesn't make sense. So now I just really hope that, you know, Sierra telling BK, hopefully he's like, okay, you know what? I need to stop hurting her. But the thing is like, I just want to know for men, why do it over and over again? What is the satisfaction? Yeah.
They want to see how far they can go.
And I also, I agree
with
that.
What's the farthest? Getting into bed with a woman?
Yes. They want to go as far as they can go.
And sometimes when you forgive, for females, when we keep on forgiving them for the same thing, sometimes a guy gets comfortable with that routine.
Thank
and they
you.
Know
That's
what
I'm saying.
To make you come back to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I did think about this whole exercise, I saw Jock's sweet side. It was so sweet.
I
he said about Kendra. Oh, my
good
God.
Good answer, Jock. That was a good answer.
He said a hero.
His superhero.
Oh,
and
man.
That he loves seeing her.
Oh, man.
Take someone who's broken down and vulnerable and help them win in court. Yes. And that was so amazing to see. So I think they have something real there. And I think that Carly is really jealous.
I stand for everyone but Carly in that whole
I like
episode.
Carly, but she shouldn't have brought her negativity to the whole situation.
Because they literally were couples who were working on, you know, themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
So we get a little break from the trip. We go back to Akbar and she's visiting her mom's gravesite. Mm-hmm. And we see her breaking down and her man Prophet coming to comfort her. I don't know who Prophet is. Maybe he's trying to make a cameo and be in the show. Maybe he can make it. I don't know. This little
a frequent part, visitor.
Right. I don't know how far he's going to go on the show, but her mom was on drugs and I guess in that case she wasn't as close and wasn't able to provide Akbar the life that she needed as a young lady, and Akbar kind of was not able to forgive her mother for that. Mm-hmm. But now she's realizing after her death that, you know, her mother tried her best that, you know, she wishes she was still here, and she's going through it right there, and she has that guy Prophet to hold her down.
I really loved what Prophet said. You know, at the end of the day, he was like, you know, your mom did all she could. She did everything that she needed to do for you to get to where you are right now. Because I really truly believe no matter if it's, no matter how bad it is or everything that you go through, I do believe that it literally affects how you live, and it you know, you wouldn't be where you are to this day if that didn't happen. Like, you know,
that's true. But at the same time, Akbar is feeling like if her mom wasn't on drugs, if she was a mom and really was there to take care of her and provide an upbringing for her, that she wouldn't have gone through the struggle and the gunshots and the gang violence and things that she went through in her life if her mom was not on drugs. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that too.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But I also believe, you know, God puts things on your heart as a person that he knows that if you couldn't handle it, he wouldn't put it on you.
Amen.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
God won't give you things that you can't handle.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, you want your parents to be
100% like there for you, you know, take care of you and nurture you. That's the hardest part. I do understand. Like, that is the hardest part. And that's the saddest part, because, you know, they also have to teach themselves how to be, you know, maternal. And
But at the end of the day, look at who you are now and what are you doing now, and look at the blessings that you do have now, because
think about the cycle though, because now you know that Akbar just got custody of her son, and she has other kids that she doesn't have custody of. I think two or three that she doesn't have custody of. So it's almost like a cycle to me, and it's she can break it.
It's a cycle that can be broken. You do reach a certain age where I feel like you gotta stop blaming it on the parents. And you do have that choice to make to break the cycle
How do you get out of it if you get so deep into a rabbit hole, like, okay, my parents are on drugs and now I'm in a gang and now I'm shooting people and I'm doing things that I'm not supposed to be doing. How do you change it around if you don't have a positive influence?
But she's already changing it around.
But there's people who, how do we do that?
I mean, I just think that the way I see it is, you know, at the end of the day, you go through these daily, like, struggles or whatnot, but, you know you don't like it. Mm-hmm. You know you don't like the life that you're having to deal with or whatnot. So it's like, I just feel like more people don't lean towards having to want to improve or whatnot. Yes, you don't have a positive influence, but you can always get that. You just have to try. Because there's always positive influencers around you. No matter if it's the next door neighbor or your uncle or a person at the store, it doesn't matter. It's anyone who could be a positive influence. So it's really on that person. So I do agree with you, Lanisha. You know, honestly, after 18 and even not even 18, maybe 20, I feel like is the borderline of this is literally all on you of whether decisions that you make for yourself.
If you don't like it, change it.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say. It's not going to be easy. We're not saying it's easy, but it's not impossible to change your life up.
Because imagine, like, it's your friend. You know, imagine if it's your friend and they're going through this struggle or whatnot, and it's just like, you know the life that they're living, you know all the stuff. What would you tell them? Because you understand what they're going through or whatnot, and you want to be like, okay, you know, be comfortable or whatnot. But at the same time, you know the truth is like, okay, if you really want to change, if you really don't want to live this life no more, you got to do something about it.
Oh, amen to that. Ooh, you girl, definitely
are right about that. And I feel like getting into Bambi and Scrappy's relationship, that's kind of what Bambi let Scrap no, because Scrappy, because she backed away from the relationship wholeheartedly and almost deleted herself from his life. And that's what she was talking to Kendra about, because she pulled Kendra out and she told her, like, hey, I was in a car with the guys. What happened? Like, what made you go from being so happy to be with Jock to being so angry? And so Kendra told her what happened in the van. And then Bambi was like, well, this is what happened with me and Scrappy. And, you know, I just want to give you some womanly advice. And she says, don't let any of these women tell you about your man. But in the midst of that, she's telling her about her man. So it's kind of crazy, because Bambi is like, well, girl, your man did this so-and-so with Carly. So I think they're all messy. Like,
I don't think Bam was being messy.
No, she wasn't being messy, but you can't tell.
She was kind of exposing the true truth.
Exactly. You can't come in one instance and say, well, your man was doing this, and I was in the car with the guys, and this. Don't let no woman tell you about your man. You're telling me about my man.
But she's giving her smart advice. She's telling her, okay, this is what I'm thinking, but don't listen to all these women. Like, don't let all these outsiders in. That's something between you and your man. At the end of the day, no matter what I think, no matter what she thinks, it's between you and your man. And I believe her smart advice was talk to your man and get to the bottom of it.
I mean, I think it's going back to resulting to what V said when it came to, you know, talking, like, letting... I think it should be a grain of salt, though. You can react to it. You definitely can. Mm-hmm. Because this is a random person who you don't know, who possibly doesn't know your husband like that. Mm-hmm. And they're coming to you telling you about something that you don't know about what's going on with your ex or your husband. And it's just like, okay, well, I mean, what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that I do appreciate what Bam was saying, but also at the same time, it's just like, you know, it's very hard to ignore that as well.
It's hard to ignore it. And another thing that's hard to ignore is when your man shows up uninvited. Carly's man, Arkansas Mo, shows up. He's with a Louis Vuitton bag, saying he's tired of Carly having this baggage, so he brought her a bag that was empty. I don't know what was his reasoning behind it. It was just
weird. I think he was trying to, you know, be poetic, but it ain't work. Yeah.
His poetry didn't work at all, because he brought Carly outside. She was still tripping. Mm-hmm. He was hanging out with her friends and told them about... He didn't tell them specifically, I got a baby on the way, but he told them a little something like, I got something going on. And Carly is still kind of suspicious. She puts him out, and she hears him out for a minute, and then she's just like, go.
I don't think she was hearing him out.
Yeah, no, at all.
She wasn't here for it.
Because Mo, he even pointed out, he's like, you are bringing up unnecessary things right now. It's not even about that. And I get it. You got a lot of problems with him or whatever, but that's not what triggered it. That's not the issue. Exactly. And I'm not saying, you know, take a man every time, like, you know, he messes up. But he literally came to apologize. And you're here on a retreat, a couple's retreat, to be better with your significant other. So why not use this opportunity to hear him out?
But this is the thing what confused me when she started saying all these things. Like, you don't support me. When I eat and do it. Like, if he's controlling you and he's not supporting you, what made you want to marry him in the first place? Because she was so gung-ho about being married and doing her tasting and all this stuff, and now all of a sudden you find out he has a baby, right?
Yeah. Like, now he's controlling.
Where did that come from?
Here's what I think it is, and a lot of females do this. I swear to y'all. Okay, they like to take their past relationships, build it all up, and then dump it on a good man. Now, that's what I feel like she was doing. I'm so sick and tired of all these people cheating on me and doing this to me and this to me. Girl, what does that have to do with the man you got now? He's not cheating on you. He's not doing all this to you.
I mean, so with that being said, though, you cannot blame the woman for that. Because the thing is, it's the same thing as what you go, like, you go through these certain experiences. So, for instance, you won't touch that hot stove because you know how it's going to feel. Right? You know, it's going to burn you because you burned yourself for the first time. So with this being said, with Carly, it's just like, okay, I'm taking another chance. And the thing is, if someone messes up again, it's just like, okay, well then, what am I going to do? What man is not going to cheat on me? So I get, yes, you shouldn't transfer your emotions, but also at the same time, it's okay for you to be aware.
But what did he do to make her so... Okay,
but we don't know that because reality.
I get the baby thing. I get it, like, why it would be an upsetting thing and why... And he gets how it was wrong, but at the end of the day, this happened way before you. This wasn't during the relationship. It was before you, and it was a situation that he couldn't control, and he doesn't know.
Well, this is what I get from the conversation she had. She was like, oh, you hanging out with my friends now? I feel like she feels like everybody's trying to use her, and he's trying to use her for this opportunity. I don't know, but whatever way she met this guy, she met him through Jock's manager. So this guy is in entertainment some way, somehow.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's trying to get clout chasing or whatever, but that's what women have to be careful about.
Yes.
And you got to do that before you get engaged. You can't be figuring this out after the fact. You feel me?
Like, you got the ring.
Carly, you're moving too fast. That's what we were saying in the first place. You're moving too fast, but you want to be married. Yeah. You want to have this baby and all this stuff. Okay. So either take Arkansas Mo back or stop messing up Jock and his relationship. Yes.
Let them be happy. He got a good woman. Let them be good.
Oh, she was coughing when she was talking. She was so mad. She was so salty.
Ew, you are just salty. But it's funny because Lawrence Falk, too, he said, keep your grind up, have a good criteria for the next, but be open to new relationships.
Thank you, Lawrence, for that.
I love that.
So it's a lot of dysfunctional relationships, as we can see in this Love and Hip Hop episode right now. So one thing that Kirk and Rashida wants the cast to know, you got to put your, you know, discretions behind you. You got to forgive. It's a lot going on when you're with somebody for over years and years and years. You're going to go through ups and downs. And forgiveness is important. Mm. And so, now telling someone 6 months later, Carly, that's obviously not good intentions. Because this thing that you knew about Sierra and her man, Pooh, dating, she's known for about 6 months now. They actually think Carly is wrong because she's been in the room after she, you know, Arkansas Mo showed up. She's been in the room hiding from everybody. But they think Carly's wrong for causing all this confusion because now everybody's like going through it. Mm-hmm. And Sierra decides to come clean because because Rashida, she was like, oh, I've been cheating on Kirk too.
But
you know,
they talked about it. You know, that's the crazy thing. They talked about it. She just dropped it like to tell everyone in the world. She didn't want to just pull it to the side.
So then we have BK crying tears, Sierra crying tears.
And you know how I feel when men
My
cry.
Thing is just... with Rashida though. Listen, Kirk's been pretty quiet if this happened with Rashida. Rashida, why do you keep on bringing up Kirk's infidelity when you have one of y'all?
Now, you know this was probably like the beginning of the relationship when they were like 1-2 years in. They've been together for 18 years. So
they got a messed up
anything that happened 10 years ago is over.
But the thing is, I think Rashida, the reason why she even said she had infidelity. So more than just one person, one. And then two, I think she just realized because I cheated on Kurt, so I can't get mad. Unfortunately, Kurt kind of, you know, went crazy. But I feel like that's why Rashida is like, but it just makes sense why Rashida would stay with him. Not saying I approve it, but I'm just saying like, okay, I get why she probably stayed with him because she's like, oh, I mean,
she did it at one time. Yeah, but that's how they do us. They keep us held down by the shame and the guilt for years and years. It's been 18 years. They're over it. I don't think she did it more than once. Because women...
She's a woman. She's a superwoman.
Exactly.
Women, you see how heartbroken everyone was when they found out and she said that? They said, what?
Right.
I was like, wow, they really respect her.
Kirk has been protecting her. He's never brought it up. He's never said that. But he did in the... You remember in the seasons before, he asked her for a DNA test when that baby came. That's maybe why.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because we were all like, Kirk, why are you acting like that with your wife? It was because of that.
Yeah. Wow.
Heavy. Yeah.
Heavy, heavy. So let's get into my favorite part of the show. Let's play Guess.
This is the part where I cheat.
Ooh, with the shoulders.
Guess that bar. This is where I read the lyrics in monotone from some of the either old school hip hop or the top Billboard charts. And my panelists, they have to guess the artist and the song. I don't know if they're ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are y'all ready?
Is you ready?
Okay.
I can put you in a log cabin somewhere in Aspen. Girl, ain't nothing to the pain. Ain't tricking if you got it. What you asking for? Put you in the mansion somewhere in Wisconsin. Like I said, ain't nothing to the pain. We can change that last name.
Is this Lil Wayne?
It's T-Pain.
Okay.
What?
Say it again.
Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
Can't believe it. Ooh, I can't believe it.
Hey!
We lit.
Only because they said something about log cabin in Wisconsin.
The mansion part.
Yeah. So basically, they were in a log cabin somewhere. And it's kind of where Rashida and them are right now.
Ooh, I can't believe it.
All right, let's get into number two.
Number two.
Even Queen Bey had to tell him, I'm the queen. Ooh. Check the D, blessed indeed, the executive producer. B, I'm rest in peace. Then he put his hands on my pants and felt them thick lips and got wood and said, Kylie, what's good? I said, well, Miley, what's good?
Can you pay my bills
like O'Reilly? What's good?
Is it from Young Money?
Back and observe all these.
Oh my God! Is it every girl? Is it every girl? Is it every?
It ain't
girl?
Every girl.
She tried it.
It's down in the DM, and that's Nicki Minaj's verse.
Is it a remix?
Yes, the remix. She was on the remix.
I didn't know that.
She said, Kylie was good.
Wow.
Miley was good.
She's like, Kylie was good.
Because I heard the Miley part, and I know that was in the song, and I think I recently heard it too.
You know, I should have known that when she said, Miley was good.
Yeah. Oh, man. I never understood that beef, to be honest. Okay, Lawrence, look at you knowing your song. You said Nicki Minaj.
He found out.
Got out.
Did the dash in the Rover like it's Fast and Furious. See my name and number his phone. Now you acting curious. He gonna buy me Gucci if I ask for it. Oh. He's a classy if I rock Tom Ford. I bet your little sister wanna look like me. I bet your little brother wanna F with me.
Okay, Lawrence, you know this one? What's up? Since you guessed in all of them.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Why does Come that on. Familiar?
It's real familiar because you got three. Two.
I got
oh
one.
Hell no!
Oh, no.
It's Act Up City Girl.
Oh,
Act
I Up. Knew.
Ooh,
I was like, this sounds so familiar.
Big Birkin bag, 4, 5, 6.
I just was listening to Act Up. You could get snatched up. Act Up. You could get snatched up.
Say my retro.
Yeah, ladies, you got it wrong. Oh, but you got one right.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So that's Guess That Bar. Let's get into our trending tweets of the episode where we pull the trending tweets from super fans talking about the show. I have a tweet from Schoolboy Jew.
Oh, that's funny.
Who says, wow. Just when I thought Carly grew up, finally, she comes in here on that messy-ish like that. You see?
Yeah.
You see the...
Surely
the
do.
Beam, they coming in like on America's Next Top Model.
I love Megan Stallion.
Yes. So tweet number two, we have Sunny Love 22. Sierra shouldn't have chose this setting to admit her cheating. Sis got carried away with the kumbaya. She thought this was the moment. It wasn't.
Let me pull you to the room. So we could talk.
And she never even had to bring it up anyway. She got away with it. Just keep it to yourself, boo.
Bad advice. Do not do
Twirling that. My locks. Twirling my locks is my last tweet. Kendra, if you are an attorney and want to be a judge, Love and Hip Hop is not the show for you. Okay?
Okay, but she's not trying to be on the show.
She's on there.
I mean, she's on there, but she's not trying to, like, you know, she's a lawyer. You know what I mean? If anything, that's like an extra pay for her.
I feel like she's not representing herself badly. Yeah,
but they're saying if she wants to be a judge, she wants to progress in her career, she shouldn't be on Love and Hip Hop making appearances.
Do you think that's unprofessional as a lawyer, though?
It's not necessarily right now, but the next episode when she fights Carly,
yeah.
That's not good.
It depends, like I said, how you're being represented.
All right, let's get into our news and gossip.
Yes. Ooh, we love the tea.
Tea from Lanisha and Jay. Let's go. Okay.
So today was the Met Gala. And the theme was camping. Now, at first, I didn't know what that was. I was like, what's camping? Like, camp? I'm thinking camp, outside camp. But I guess it kind of is. So, Miss Cardi B had her little dress right here.
Oh, yes. It looked like a real comfortable, comfy comforter, you know, like if you were gonna be like in a sleeping bag or something in the woods.
And guess this.
It looks like a sleeping bag.
Listen to this, y'all.
With the feathers, it does. It looks comfy.
Not allowed to play with you.
Like, no, I mean, I was sleeping it. Honestly, imagine. But like, listen. 13,000 hours. That's how long it took to make this dress.
Wow.
13,000 hours.
Yo, Cardi.
Is that a year? How long is that?
I think that's, I think it either said 3 months. Is that 3 months, I think?
Okay.
3 months, yes. It took three months to make this, yes.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was like, wow.
But you guys, speaking of Cardi B, she won 6 awards at the Billboard Awards.
Yes.
Yes. Along with your man Drake, who won 12.
Yes, I thought it was like 27. Drake is lit, y'all.
Drake loves Houston girls. Look, y'all sleep.
Yes, and look at her slaying. Yes, go Cardi.
Hey.
All right, so next, y'all want to hear this juicy gossip about Remy?
What?
Okay,
what
so you guys already know about the situation with her and Britney, how Britney posted on Instagram about her getting punched in the eye by Remy. So Remy finally speaks out because she was charged and they did arrest her, but she made bail. And her lawyer is saying that Remy has proof, security, visual proof that Remy was actually at home during the time that Britney claims that she was punched in the face.
So who punched you, Britney?
I don't know. I feel like you can roll them tapes back and make your own narrative
these days. All I know you can is edit. That People Britney, girl, I'm glad you put that post down because everyone's calling you a rat.
Ooh.
Why are you messing with Remy's family?
That's an insulting word.
She ain't gonna be the rap no more regardless. I don't know what she's gonna do.
They even said, so Jenna James said, Brit over there, clout chasing. SMFH.
Amen.
They do anything for clout. Am I right, Cardi?
Hello.
A whole lot of people want to hear this. Hey, they do anything for clout.
Yes. All right. So next on it, we're going to talk Stevie J. Yes.
Jocelyn.
So I remember the first episode I was telling you about how all the moms were calling Stevie J out about not trying to see the kids. Now, nowadays, Stevie J is posting saying that he's been trying to see Bella with Jocelyn. He's been trying to see Bella 5 times, but he has not been allowed to see his daughter. So what y'all think about that?
Jocelyn should not be keeping Stevie from the baby. I don't know what's going on there. She chose him. She knew he was part of the creep squad. She knew how he was treating Mimi.
Yeah.
And if he's trying to see Bonnie, let him see Bonnie.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, I am just not a fan of, you know, mothers keeping their children away from the fathers. Just because at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with the kid.
Yeah.
It literally has nothing to do with the kid. The kid does not understand what the father has done or said or whatnot. So do not get them involved. You know what I mean? Let them see the father and have a father figure in their life. Unless, like, it's so bad. Okay, well, then maybe let me chill. So the thing is like, I'm not really sure as to why she won't let him, you know, see her.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that, you know, if he's trying to make the effort, if anything, like, you know.
Yeah, even if he doesn't have the child support, you should still let him see.
Trying to see who to believe, because one hand they saying Stevie J's only doing it for clout.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, Stevie J saying he trying to see his kids.
But doesn't he have a woman, though?
He does. He's married to Faith Evans. Yeah. But at the same time, that doesn't matter. He needs to see Bonnie Bella. But here's the deal. If he's trying to see Bonnie Bella and Jocelyn's keeping him away, I think it's due to the fact that he doesn't do it all the time. He's trying to do it on his own time. And I think that's what it is. But at the same time, if he's available, if he's in the same city, let the baby see him regardless. And don't let your ego get into the whole mix of why your ex can't see the baby. That's what I think.
Well, I totally agree. Speaking of families and babies, let's talk about how Rashida is apparently, you know, trying to be on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I don't think she'll be a good fit there.
Really? Because it's crazy because apparently, so they spoke with a trusted Bravo insider who explained Rashida's contract with Love & Hip Hop ends this season, and so she's trying out for the Housewives. And so the insider continues saying she's already friends with other Housewives and she has plenty of drama in her life. I think she may get chosen.
Yeah, she's not gonna get chosen for Real Housewives of Atlanta. I know the girls there and she doesn't fit in. I'm sorry, Kirk doesn't fit in. They just don't fit in. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We had a great show. Yes. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Peace. Yes. And I can't do it without my girls. Let them know where to find you at and where to keep up with you.
Awesome. So my name is Jade Ming and you can find me on Instagram, My Ming Official, MAIMING Official.
Official.
It's your girl Lanisha and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha spelled LANISHA 914.
Hey.
All right, we got to get out of here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.